Praise the Lord. It is my year of breaking limits. Please let's rise this morning as we begin to appreciate the Lord. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. This is indeed the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Appreciate this great God. Father, thank you. What a faithful God you are. Blessed be your name. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Blessed be your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Let's thank him for the answers to prayer every time we meet. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. You do not stop our prayers, but you answer them. Lift up your hands this morning. Appreciate him. Celebrate this prayer answering God. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for answers to all of our prayers, answers to all of our petitions, answers to all of our supplication. Lift up your hands, celebrate him, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Why not begin to lay forth your expectation before the Lord this morning and ask God to grant you a grace and to pray fervently, passionately this morning. Lord, I have come this morning. Lord, endue me with the spirit of grace and supplication. Endue me this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication. Endue me this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication. Lord, we know the altar of prayer is the altar of answers to prayers. Therefore, this morning, endue us this morning with the spirit of grace and supplication. Every of our question, every of our prayers shall be answered this morning. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and begin to appreciate him. He sent forth his word. By the sent word this morning, I will be changed from glory to glory. I will be moved from one level of expectation to another. Father, send me my word this morning, a word that will change my life, a war that will change the course of my destiny. Oh God, I'm here for your word this morning. Lord, send me my word this morning. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand of praise as we receive the praise team.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. 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 Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name.
Lift your hands up and sing, Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah,
we call you Jehovah,
your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Mighty warrior, you are great in battle.
Great in battle, Jehovah is your name.
Is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah
is Jehovah Rapha. You reign, mighty.
Mighty warrior, ready in battle. Jehovah is your name.
Can we just clap our hands unto Jesus? Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord.
I have a living hope.
I have a future.
I have a living hope.
I have a future.
God has a plan for me.
Of this I'm sure.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation.
I know I can stand secure.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation.
I put my hope in your holy word.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation.
I know I am sure.
Jesus,
you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure.
Jesus,
you're my firm foundation.
I put my hope in your holy word.
I have a living hope.
God has a plan for me.
Of this I'm sure.
Jesus,
you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure.
Jesus,
you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word.
Hallelujah.
Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning? And please be comfortably seated. It's my year of breaking limits. We begin our intercession this morning by praying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we subdue and overcome the plague of coronavirus holding the nations of the earth to ransom. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. The scripture speaking, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I've sent for thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. It says, turn you to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare I'll render double unto thee. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning, and let's together lift up our voices. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we subdue and overcome the plague of coronavirus, holding the nations of the earth to ransom. Lift up your voices and let's together pray this prayer this morning. Lift up your voice and let's engage from the depth of our hearts. Even this morning, we are asking the Father, by the blood of Jesus, we subdue, we overcome, we subdue, we overcome the plague of coronavirus, holding the nations of the earth to ransom. Even in this season, lift up your voice and let's engage this line of prayer from the depth of our hearts. We are praying for the liberty of the nations, engaging the power behind the blood of Jesus. Therefore, lift up your voice loud and clear. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we subdue and we overcome this satanic plague of coronavirus, COVID-19, plaguing the entire nation. We decree liberty, even for the people and the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Let's power this intercession. Even from the depth of our hearts, we are praying a prayer that heaven must respond to. We are praying with faith in our hearts and absolute confidence in the capacity of our God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of the Lamb, we subdue, we overcome this evil plague of COVID-19, coronavirus, plaguing and holding the nations of the earth to ransom. We declare liberty. By the blood we overcome. By the blood we subdue. Lift up your voice. Pray this prayer through with faith in your heart. We are engaging the fervency of our spirit this morning. We will not be tired. We will not give up until this plague comes to an end. Lift up your voice. Father, by the blood of Jesus, that blood that speaketh better things, we subdue this morning. We overcome this plague of coronavirus as we decree liberty for the nations of the earth. Even from this moment, we come against the grip of this satanic plague. We declare the freedom of the nations, even by the blood of the Lamb. Lift up your voice. Remember, they overcame by the blood. Therefore, even this morning, we overcome again this plague of coronavirus by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Don't be silent this morning. Let's give him no peace until our desires and expectations are delivered. Therefore, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb, we subdue the hold of coronavirus. We subdue its effect. We nullify its grip over the nations of the earth. And we overcome. Victory is delivered. Victory is delivered in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Why not power this intercession this morning? You may pray in your spirit, but by all means ensure that your words are proceeding to the throne of heaven this morning. Lelo Shatana Gananto, Ilebleketa Ganatasuse, Elu Shatoga Natana. We declare this plague subdued. We declare this plague overcome, even by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. Can I amen be loud and clear? Give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus as you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 26, he said, I confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel
of his messengers that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus as you bring an end to this scourge speedily. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. Concerning this plague of coronavirus. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Father, confirm the word of your servant. Confirm the word of your servant. That confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messenger. Father Lord, let the word of your servant be confirmed speedily concerning the plague of coronavirus. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily, lift up your voice as you pray. Father, confirm the word of your servant. Confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. Confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. Confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Lift up your voice right now as you speak to the Lord. Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the sound of your intercession. Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. Confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Father, we pray, confirm the word of your servant. Perform the counsel of your messenger. As you bring an end to this scourge of coronavirus speedily. Lift up your voice right now as you pray. Father, confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Lift up your voice. Begin to pray in the spirit. Mashiaka totele marunda balaria. Leta talamas wepe kesho toyolo. Landerere. Lakasia tataya lala. Randa dadawasha. Confirm the word of your servant concerning this plague of coronavirus. Concerning this plague of coronavirus. As we bring an end to this scourge speedily. As you bring an end to this scourge speedily. Thank you, mighty God. Lift up your hand right now. Wave them in appreciation to God for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. We yet rise again to pray, saying, Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. That amen can be stronger.
Amen.
Romans 9:28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Please let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice to pray. Father, let there be speedy solutions to the plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice as you pray, Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer that must be answered. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Is someone lifting up his voice? Heaven registering your voice of intercession this morning. Father, let there be speedy solution to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, Lord, we pray, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus. Speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Across the nations of the earth. You said you will cut it short in righteousness. Father, let there be speedy solution to this plague of coronavirus. Let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus. This we ask, Lord, across the nations of the earth. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, for you said you will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Father, we pray, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Is someone lifting up his voice? Pray with fervency and pray with faith. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Let it be, Lord. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart. Let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Is someone lifting up his voice? Let heaven register your voice of intercession this morning. Father, let there be speedy solutions to this plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice. Pray fervently. Pray with faith. Pray in your understanding. You may as well pray in the Holy Ghost. Leko baradu siaka, mere tu seke proliada, mekara tu seke to brelia, mare ko pre tu se de pre. Speedy solution, mero su seke prelia to the plague of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Leko predu seke proliada, leku seka balusia katabalia. Lift up your hands. Give God thanks and praise. Magnify the name of the Lord. Father, we bless your name. Jesus, we celebrate you. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
It's my year of breaking limits. We're continuing in our intercession. This time round, we're saying, Father, for the sake of the elect, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Amen. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 32, Abraham advances intercession with God. He spoke one more time. Father, Lord, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet for this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And God said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. With confidence in that scripture, can we rise and pray the prayer? Father, for the benefit of the elect, whom you have saved yourself, Lord, save them by your own blood. Deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. You said for the sake of 10, you will not destroy. Lord, you keep your word. Lord, your word does not change. It is settled in heaven and so also on earth. Dependable, reliable. Father, for the sake of the elect, those whom you have purchased by your blood, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of this wicked virus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, this wanton bellicosity, Lord God, unleashed upon the face of the earth. Father, for the sake of the elect, have mercy, Lord. Lord, for the sake of the elect, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of this evil virus. This virus that has no respect for kings and common. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for the sake of the elect, deliver the nations of the earth. Lord, you are only hope. Hear our voice, Lord. We call upon you for the sake of the elect. Deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Outside of you, there is no help, Lord. That's why we cry. Deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of this coronavirus. In the mighty name of Jesus, make it speedily. Make it quick, Lord. Deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of this coronavirus. And do it speedily. Make a short work of it in the mighty name of Jesus. You said for the sake of 10. Surely, Lord, there are many more. In the mighty name of Jesus, for the sake of the elect, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. And Father, do it quickly, Lord. Do it quickly, Lord. It's invading massively, Lord. Father, this boastful pomposity must stop. In the mighty name of Jesus, it must stop, Lord. You have not given the earth over to corona. It has no right to go this far. For the sake of the elect, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. And Father, do it quickly. Do it quickly, Lord. Lord God, the pains, Lord, the deaths, Lord God has gone far enough. Jesus, in your mighty name, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. And do it quickly. Father, do it quickly, Lord. Lord, great deliverance. Great deliverance, Lord, particularly, Lord, those who are called backwards, Lord. Be our help, Lord. Be the help. And all across the nations, let your mighty hand of deliverance be effectual, Lord God. Let it work for your people in the mighty name of Jesus. For the sake of the elect, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Lord, you said if there be ten, you will not destroy the land. Jesus, look upon the cry of your people. Hear their voice, Lord, hear their cry. And for the sake of the elect who cry upon you day and night, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Father, we thank you because we know you have heard our prayers. Lord, that's what's going to happen. Jesus, we see that deliverance presently. We see it shortly. It's a speedy deliverance. Your mighty hand shall be stretched out in our favor, Lord. Thank you, Father. We have seen the end of corona. Blessed be your holy name. Father, we thank you. Father, we exalt you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please put your hands together and take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we are going to rise to pray. We're saying, Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 25 and 26, paraphrase. It says, for the prayer of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered, for I will contend with them that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth.
Nothing is permitted to stop the move of the Spirit across the nations of the earth. Father, execute vengeance, O God. Execute vengeance, O God, upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. It said that the face of the earth will be covered with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters covered the sea. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Father, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, we call upon you this morning. We are asking that you will execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Our eyes are upon you, Lord. We are asking, O Lord, that you will execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell, every satanic manipulation, every demonic operation standing against, O Lord, the revival going on across the nations of the earth. We decree vengeance against every such satanic resistance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father and our God, we call upon you this morning. We are asking, Father, that you will execute vengeance. Lord, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Let vengeance be executed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, we ask of you this morning that you will execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father and our God, we call upon you this morning. We are asking that you execute vengeance, Lord, upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. He said, even when it comes to the prayer of the terrible, they shall be delivered, for he will contend with them that contend with us. Our Father and our God, we call upon you this morning. We are asking that you execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival, Lord, across the nations of the earth. Let vengeance be executed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray with confidence in your God. Our Father and our God, we call upon you this morning. We are asking of you today that you will execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Let vengeance be executed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding, but engage your heart and engage your faith. Our Father and our God, execute vengeance upon every resistance of hell against the ongoing revival across the nations of the earth. Lekote prene keto zumanane imbankato bradeto izabala galado embankrano zuzia katanano embankolaba baranda la katano jibrandolo brodi sozi zeketoli mambrankote koli karabano keno zidalada krado shika labarada ento zembre keto namana embankalada embankalada libro koso zuziaga Eklekeno mananda rados uze kledi kedo kabadana embrankoshi kredi keno zuzia. Lift up your voice and begin to give glory to God. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall be praying this time our personal supplication. Whatever those issues might be that we are taking to God in prayer, let's deal with this understanding in Job chapter 14 and verse 15. The Bible says, Job 14, 15. Then shalt thou call, and I will answer thee. Thou will have a desire. Then shalt thou call, and I will answer thee. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. You can maintain any position. You can stand. You can sit. Or whatever those desires might be, begin to pour out your soul unto God. Let's be on our feet right now as we begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Make sure that your heart is registered on the throne of grace right now as you pray. And we pray in confidence. We pray in faith. We are praying the prayer that God must answer now. Whatever those issues might be, remember we have this word of assurance from the Lord God Almighty that when we call upon Him, He will answer us. Make sure you are calling. As you call upon Him in faith, He is right here to answer. Let's pray with this understanding. As we call on Him, He is right here to answer us. As we call upon Him, whatever those personal issues might be, God is here, God is listening, God is answering, and He is doing that speedily. Let Him hear you right now as you call upon His name. Make sure you are pouring out your soul unto God. Don't just mutter words at this time. Speak clearly unto Him. Speak clearly unto God. Make sure you are pouring out your soul unto Him. Whatever those issues might be, God is right here. As you call on Him, He is here to answer. As you cry unto Him, He is available to release the answers. Make sure your heart is connected. Make sure you are praying in faith. Pray in confidence. Whatever those personal issues might be, God is here right now as you pour out your soul unto Him. Make sure you are praying as you take advantage of the dew of the morning right now. Don't let this moment pass you by. Make sure you are calling. Call in faith. Call with confidence in God that your answers are here as you call upon Him. Pour out your soul unto Him and take advantage of this moment right now. Now I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. He helps our infirmities in prayer. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now and begin to give thanks unto God right now for answered prayers. God has heard. God has answered. Let's give Him praise and glory. Magnify His name. Lift up your hands to the Lord and give Him thanks right now for answered prayers even today. Father, we thank You. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen.
Amen.
Please, you may be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
Is my year of breaking limits? In this covenant hour of prayer is testimony time. Let's pay attention to these documented testimonies, and yours shall be next to be documented. Number one, 2 years affliction destroyed via the communion. 6 months after I gave birth to my son in 2010, he shrank in weight and stature. I prayed and fasted, but the ailment persisted. When I took him to the hospital, I was told there was nothing wrong with him. The ailment persisted until I met a deaconess in this church who introduced me to the mystery of the communion. When she asked if I had been administering the communion to him, my answer was an emphatic no. Meanwhile, since I joined this commission in 2010, I never believed in the communion. During the midweek services, I excluded myself from the communion because I never believed it worked. That night, however, after I gave my son the communion, he squatted and said, "Mommy, I want to poo-poo," that is to pass out excreta. When he was through, I discovered that he excreted human hair and live insects. I thought you should give Jesus a big hand of praise. Since then, my son has been putting on weight. Before now, he always woke up at 1 a.m. dot every night crying. Today, he's perfectly whole. Praise be the name of the Lord. The testifier is Ayesa Deborah. A bigger hand of praise to Jesus. Number two, tuberculosis disappears via the communion. I had suffered from tuberculosis for years. I took medications, but all to no avail. I joined this commission on September 2nd last year at a communion service. One of the ushers greeted me saying, "Brother, smile. Jesus loves you." I said, "If only you knew my problem, you wouldn't be saying that." During the time for communion, I partook of it. After taking the communion, I discovered I didn't need those drugs again. Give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning. 3 days later, I went for another laboratory test, and the result was negative of tuberculosis. I thank God, a big hand to Jesus. I thank God for this divine touch and for healing me via the communion. The testifier is Uzo P. Let's celebrate Jesus with a big hand as we rise on our feet this morning. He's worthy of all praise. Lift your voice, lift your hand, and give him praise.
Let's do it from the depth of our heart. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for answered prayers. And give him thanks for those amazing testimonies of the acts of the Lord. Celebrate him. Magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Isaiah 55 and verse 8, "My ways, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways," said the Lord. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I don't believe in the communion. And now the devil said, "That's good. Don't believe in it. Let me kill this son." And that demonic spirit came every 1 a.m. to say, "I'm still here. Child, you are dead." And by the communion, Jesus said, "Enough." Hallelujah. what to believe from the word only adds value to you before it adds value to anybody else. What you don't believe from the word only reduces value from you, not from anyone else. But as many as received the word, to them gave he power to manifest as sons of God. Even to as many as believe on his name. I rebuke the evil heart of unbelief today. I release everyone's destiny under the sound of my voice today. The enemy shall not prey on you anymore. The enemy will not make a mincemeat of you and your household anymore. In Jesus' precious name. Would you ask Jesus this morning for all the people who came to him early in the morning in the temple for to hear him? Lord, I want to hear from you this morning. Speak to my life today. Speak my life to the next level. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, honor your word this morning.
Amen.
And let everyone under the sound of my voice today be blessed by your word.
Amen.
We thank you for destroying the siege of coronavirus.
Amen.
We thank you for answering the prayers of the saints worldwide.
Amen.
We thank you for confirming your word before our very eyes.
Amen.
We thank you for getting your people back on the streets again.
Amen.
We thank you for ending this scourge and torment of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Give
the Lord a big hand and please be seated. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. This is the third day of this special 3 days prayer and fasting. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, he will raise us up today.
Amen.
We shall hear good news today.
Amen.
Heavens will intervene today.
Amen.
The world will announce they have found the answer today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord. After 2 days, will he revive us? And in the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live, not die. So the death toll is over today.
Amen.
And we shall live. And we shall live. And we shall live in his sight. Thank you, Jesus. The battle is over.
Amen.
The victory is ours.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, engaging the power of scriptural declarations in winning the war against coronavirus. He said, I fear lest by any means as Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the gospel. We have a graphic illustration here on the power of scriptural declarations. Ezekiel 37, and it's a long scripture, verse 1 to 14. We can just close there. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley that was full of bones. He caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, just like the dry nature of the world today, the world seems to be bereaved of what next to do. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Only you know now what next to do. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. What kind of a solution? Very dry bones. Dry bones. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Not corpses. Dry bones. Mass grave. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Eh? And I will lay flesh upon you and bring sinus upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I'm the Lord. Eh? Is that all? So I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. You shall have whatsoever you say. Believing the word and refusing to doubt in your heart. Whatever mountain you say, what I say you should say to, we remove and we cast to the sea. And so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon it. I wasn't pushing. And the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. And then he said, prophesy unto the wind. What? The wind, it has ears. Prophesy, son of man. Don't let anything in your mind make you think that the wind has no ears. And say to the wind, eh? Thus said the Lord God, come up, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this land that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And the breath came into them. And they lived and stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, interpretation. Verse 11. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our path. That's the word. That's the cry today. That's the cry today. Where is the hope? When would this thing be over? Is this the end of the world? Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, O my people, I will open your graves.
Amen.
So it is by declarations of faith that God opens graves. You know, God's word is a more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. God is saying, prophesy my word. Prophesy my word. And watch me open graves. Prophesy my word. And watch me open the graves of men. He said, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I'm the Lord when I've opened your graves. Oh, my people, I'm brought you up out of your graves. The world is coming out of our graves.
Amen.
I said the world is coming out of our graves.
Amen.
All nations of the earth are coming out of their graves.
Amen.
All nations of the earth are coming out of their grave.
Amen.
All nations of the earth are coming out of their grave.
Amen.
By the simple biblical solution of scriptural declarations. Scriptural declarations. Deep scriptural declarations. When we were in the construction of the Faith Tabernacle, 1999, 2 months to the set day for dedication, we were still yet to complete the roof. Now, for that size of building, forget about 2 months dedication. But one morning, I was in Kano for a meeting, and the Lord said, it took me 6 days to create the wall. I will not need 2 months to finish an ordinary building. 2 months, too much. So we began to say, 2 months, too much. Everybody, 2 months, too much. Before our very eyes, everything was completed. Man. Power, light, sound, everything completed within 2 months. By the force of prophetic declarations. And prophetic declarations means scriptural declarations. Saying what God says to say from his word. What did God say when plague came upon Jerusalem? It is enough. Stay now thy hand. And I am the Lord, I change not. Everybody with me in this early morning time with God, lift up your right hand and say with the confidence of faith, with Ezekiel order of faith, dry bones that have been dried by coronavirus, you destructive demon from hell, it's enough. Stay now thy hand. Come on, say that with all the force inside you. It is enough. Stay. Coronavirus. It is enough. Stay now thy hand. Coronavirus. It is enough. Stay now thy hand. And the plague stayed. This evil spirit ends today. Amen. The world will smile again. Amen. That man, that testimony said, when the usher said to him, smile, brother, Jesus loves you. He said, if you know my problem, you won't ask me to smile. I've been suffocating with tuberculosis. You say I should smile. Thank God for that usher. Until you cheer up, God can't step in. In his presence, there must be fullness of joy. And what sickness does is to put you into sorrow and put God away from you. The good news is, today, God will restore the smiles of mankind. Amen. So don't be deceived. Is that all? We've seen it over and over again. Over and over and over again. As a commission, we've seen it over and over again. In my little life, I've seen it over and over again. How transforming declarations of faith can be in dealing with the issues of life. Whatever God said was what God had. Whatever God said at creation was what he saw. And we are created in his likeness. That's why I said, you shall have whatsoever you say. So when you are born again, you now share the same life with God. They call it eternal life. They call it Zoe. Now, and you shall have whatsoever you say because you are created in his very likeness. You shall have whatsoever you say after the order of God. So, beware. Let not your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before an angel. It was an error. Why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? By the words of our mouth we are justified, and by the words of our mouth we are condemned. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So saying what God says is what commits God to confirm his word in our lives. So by the declaration of the church all over the world today, we will see with our eyes amen. The end of coronavirus. Amen. Let me hear your resounding amen. Amen. Let me hear your resounding amen. Amen. Whatever God told Moses to say, and Moses said it, God confirmed. God confirmed all through his confrontations with Pharaoh, towards the rescue of the people of Israel? Say it to Pharaoh. Say it to Pharaoh. And Moses will say what God says. Say it to Pharaoh. Moses will say. And whatever Moses said, Moses saw. What we have said ever since this battle began, we will see it with our eyes. Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Therefore, we must continue to say that we have the victory. The battle is over. The siege is over. We must keep saying what God said in his word. And we'll commit his integrity to confirm it in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Please stand to your feet. No matter how dry a situation may be, no matter how hopeless it may appear, when we come forth with prophetic declarations of scriptures, it turns the situations around. It turns the situations around. Now, lift up your two hands and thank God for turning this situation around. Thank God for turning this situation around. Everybody, lift up your two hands and thank God for turning these situations around. Thank God for turning these situations around. Thank you for turning these situations around. Thank you for turning this situation around. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's sing this old song. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the victory.
Yes.
Cheer up.
Hallelujah.
The battle is over.
Amen.
Cheer up.
Hallelujah.
The battle is over.
Yes.
And then we end it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody believe in the victory we have won.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
I say I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not moved by what I hear.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
I'm just moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I am moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I say I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
I say I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
So yeah,
everybody say
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lift your voice and let's give thanks to God this morning. From the depth of our heart, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration, celebrate him, is worthy of praise. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Be reminded, we conclude tonight in our 3-day prayer and fasting. The time is 6 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.